Okay, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Roy, according to a previously secret memo described in Newsweek, right after the 9/11 attacks, one senior Pentagon official suggested hitting back at Al-Qaeda by attacking them where?
Where they live. Unfortunately, they didn't know where that was. But it's a start.
Well, it would have been a surprise. I'll give you a hint. It would have had the effect
France. I bet they're France.
It would have cut the terrorists off from their supply of coffee and big straw sombreros, I guess.
Oh, they're probably down in Mexico.
Further
down.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
South America. You're right.
South America.
Sure, we were attacked. South America. Sure.
There was a lot. I tell you what, it was a lot handier than Iraq. It might have worked out.
I know. And it's the same time zone, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. Though we were attacked, of course, on 9/11 by terrorists based in Afghanistan, but a counterattack there would have been just what they were expecting.
Yeah,
so why not hit South America instead? Douglas Feith, then the Undersecretary of Defense, suggested the unorthodox response as, quote, a surprise to the terrorists. Mm-hmm. The White House, surprisingly, turned the suggestion down.
Yeah. Did they think it was like Al-Qaeda?
Kiri, this week the New York Times reported on a growing trend. More and more people are insisting that to function normally in society, they must at all times be in close proximity to their what?
Oh, I know this one. Emotional support dogs.
Yes, very good. This week the New York Times reported that a growing number of pet owners are insisting on bringing their dogs into planes, restaurants, workplaces, because they say they need them for emotional well-being. This stems from a 2003 ruling by the Department of Transportation that states that, quote, emotional support animals should be given the same access as those aiding the blind or deaf, unquote. It's true, and it makes us realize all this time it's only been that little chihuahua that's kept Paris Hilton from embarrassing herself somehow.